Ken, would you agree with pro-life activists, black pro-life activists, that minorities are being targeted for abortions by Planned Parenthood and other providers?
You know, I think in general, low-income citizens and women in particular are being targeted. And minorities, because many minorities have a disproportionate number of their population in the low-income status, are low-hanging fruit for these abortionists. And so I think when you couple that with the fact that the founder of Planned Parenthood was Margaret Sanger, and Margaret Sanger was not only a twisted eugenist, she was a racist. And she thought blacks were inferior, and that if you, in fact, could get rid of that inferior strain of human species, everybody would be better off.
That's startling. You think that culture is still prevalent in that organization?
Unfortunately, the folks who have tried to run faith out of the and God out of the public square, the folks who have chased prayer out of our public schools, the folks who have turned marriage on its head as a sacred institution, they in fact have reduced this down to an economic proposition or a political proposition. And what they don't know is that it is also a spiritual battle that we're engaged in. And that's why we're winning. It's because we never gave up after the 73 decision. We've stayed in there on all fronts.